Got it, Rex.
Good morning, Rex. How are you?
Good, yourself?
Not too bad. I'm thinking of booking in my G3 STI for a intake and a tune.
Yep.
I was just wondering what your scheduling like at the moment.
We're looking at about 3 to 4 weeks at the moment.
3 to 4 weeks. Okay, so that will bring it to what?
About mid-November.
Yep. Yeah, gotcha. I'm just writing this down. Sorry, man. Okay. Now, in terms of the intake, there's 72 and 76 mil. Which one would you recommend?
Just the small ones, won't.
The 72 mil?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I guess you need it for a day, roughly?
Yeah, so we'll need it here at 8 a.m. and you'll pick it up about 4.
8 a.m. and then 4 p.m. Okay, gotcha. Now, pricing, how much would that be?
Are we supplying the intake or are you supplying it?
Depends on pricing, I'll be honest with you. If it's cheaper to go through you, I'm more than happy just for you to supply fit and everything.
Our price will be whatever's on ProSpeed, so normally I think the intakes are $650 for the ProSpeed.
Yep.
The fitment is $150, and then the tune is $990. We still do need to do an inspection on the car to make sure the whole car's safe, so the inspection's an additional $180.
To $180. Okay, gotcha. There's a price for Automotive Supersport. They do it for $560. Do you ever match that or not?
I can't match it. I can tell you the actual price that we charge for them, though. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no worries.
You there?
Yeah.
The best I could do on that one would be 600. I reckon that Automotive Superstore one's probably plus freight, so it's probably not as cheap.
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, there's just the price I've got on there. But yeah, I can only do 600 on the intakes.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Now, you probably get this asked a lot. Some questions. So I've currently got a cat-backed R400 on it as well, and everything else is completely stocked. Now, if I put just the intake, I'll be honest with you, I'm just putting it just a bit of noise, a bit of flutter. Would you recommend anything else to go with the intake? I'm not looking at performance gains. This is a bit of a Sunday car, you know, run around. That's it. Nothing crazy.
Is it an Australian delivered or is it Japanese?
Australian delivered.
Australian delivered. The Australian delivered ones really could do with a downpipe.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. That does just wake them up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's about it. I wouldn't do much more than that. Normally just downpipe, intake and a tune.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, in terms of noise, I know the R4, I find it's not loud. If I put the downpipe in, are we talking it would transform the noise and it'll be noisier as well?
If you put the downpipe on, it'll make the cat-back a fair bit louder.
Okay, no, I'll probably skip the downpipe then. Now, in terms of, I guess, the intake, is that a defect or it isn't?
Sorry, your line's a little bit crackly there now.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. Give me a second. You there?
Yeah.
Yeah, they get us better. In terms of intake, is that a defect notice?
Not really. It just depends on the cop, but no, it shouldn't be.
Okay, awesome. Can I book that in?
Yeah, all good. We need 2 seconds. And then, were you going to be supplying the intake?
at this day, let me get back to you. Let me double check with Automotive Superstore, and I'll give you guys a call back later this afternoon. But I'll get a booking.
Yep.
And then I'll work off that. Ideally, if you can, just because I'm starting a new job, the sooner the better, just because I'm like on leave for essentially 3.5-4 weeks.
Yeah. I can do the 14th of November.
What day is that?
That's a Friday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yep, done, easy. And what was your name?
David. What was your name, sorry?
My name's Tony.
Hey, Tony, in terms of cash card, does it make any difference on pricing?
On card, there's 1% surcharge, so on, if you pay cash or bank transfer, there won't be any surcharge.
Oh, okay, so there's no, like, cash will make it cheaper kind of thing anymore?
Not really, yeah, nah. I just need your last name as well.
Nguyen, Nguyen.
Yeah, and phone number?
0432.
Yeah.
212.
Yeah.
210.
And what year was the car?
2012. Do you want the registration as well?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Okay.
So it was a 12 STI.
Yep.
Yep. Done. So you just book in on the 14th.
Awesome. So just want to double check. Inspection is $180.
Yeah.
Now, I guess, worst case, if you guys bring the car and do an inspection and we don't do it, because it's whatever reason, then we just pull the plug, is it?
What was that, sorry?
I said, if you guys do the vehicle inspection and something doesn't look right, then we just don't do anything at all, right?
Pretty much. We'll just give you a call and work out what you want to do from there.
Yeah, gotcha. And in terms of the tune, now, maybe I've just watched too many fucking YouTube videos. What are the chances of it blowing up on the dyno?
If it's already damaged, pretty high. If it's pretty happy, then pretty low.
But I guess you'll know when you do the vehicle.
We'll work out from the inspection, but even the inspection won't tell us the engine health, if that makes sense. It just tells us everything else.
Yeah.
And then obviously once we start rolling it up, we can see what the sort of car's responding to.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Awesome. Hey, another curiosity too, because this is my first time doing this. Is there any chance of me actually being there watching it go on the dyno, or is that not possible?
We can't let you in the shop. We can take a photo of it and probably get a video for you, but we can't actually let you inside to watch.
Yeah, that's easy. Okay, no dramas. All right, thanks, man.
All right, easy done.
Thanks, Tony. Bye.
All good. Yeah.